welcome to Dailyish for Monday, September 14th. This is episode 133 of Dailyish, by the way. It's 9 degrees, feels like 8 degrees outside. This is not a weather podcast, but this podcast is brought to you by FeedPress. Visit feed.press/dailyish today and sign up to try FeedPress for 14 days, no contract or commitments. It's a hosting and analytics platform for podcasters, as well as just RSS analytics for bloggers. So if you've got a blog, you want your RSS feed and want to curious about who might be listening or reading and subscribing and clicking on what links and which ones are popular, that kind of stuff, check them out. feed.press/dailyish. Use promo code dailyish during your checkout to get 10% off your first year. And also brought to you by Patreon supporters like you and me. Well, Patreon.com/iChris is where you can go check out how you can support me with a buck or two a month and join the, 20-some other people giving about $95 a month. So it helps pay the bills, the hosting, the save up for new gear occasionally if we get far enough along in that thing. It really does help. So patreon.com/iChris is where you can join that. I knew this would happen if I dropped off my self-imposed requirement to record Dailyish every day. If I didn't feel motivated, I wouldn't do it. So, but this time this morning, Monday, I'm forcing myself to do it. I have to quickly do it before I have to walk my son to school. And I'm going to start as Paul, my brother-in-law, former guest on the show, suggested I'd start building a list of topics, which I think I'll do as well, just to have a bank of things to maybe draw from. It's just often those kind of topics I don't feel like doing ever after the fact. I'll think of it, say, like, you know, I'm walking to school, I'll think of, oh, I should talk about blah, and then I'll put it on the list, and then I'll come to record the show and look at the list, and, like, I don't feel like talking about that anymore. So, but it still works. It'll be okay. And also feel free to send in questions or topic ideas, questions about the show, questions about podcasting, questions about anything I've talked about. And if it's too personal, I might just email you back, but I might not cover it on the show, but chris@goodstuff.fm. is where you can email me. But I know from past experience, you all aren't the overly communicative type of audience, so that's fine too. Or you can leave a comment in the discuss this episode link in the show notes. We had a busy weekend, spending lots of time with friends and or family, so out every night of the weekend. And not because of that, but now two of our kids are sinus colditis of some sort. And so I'm sure by Thursday, Friday, I'll be sniffling, kind of like the little advance warning on what you're going to get. This weekend, a bunch of friends from the internet were either pre-ordering new iPhones, attending a fun conference in Portland called XOXO, or buying tickets for U2's just announced tour ending stop in Dublin, or maybe all three. I think, I don't know if there's a trifecta. Didn't see anybody who was at XOXO talking about buying tickets to U2 in Ireland. That would be the one missing connection to have a triple play of sorts. But then I woke up on Saturday with bills and low bank balances on my brain. And so then I went on Twitter and kind of vented about it, which was actually like, I don't really support this idea per se. And I feel like I generally try to keep those kinds of things in. And not like internally, but like deal with them, not by just spewing them online. But it actually was like this time anyways, it felt very therapeutic and I wasn't too worried about who saw it. I started off with kind of like a generic thing of just saying, going off Twitter for a bit until everyone stops buying new phones and attending cool conferences. And then the second tweet was, oh, and going to fun concerts, so it may be a while. Which I was actually kind of serious about to myself. Like I was like, I do mean that. Like I'm not going to go off Twitter necessarily, but just I need to go back to using my quiet Twitter list, which is a list on Twitter, a private list I have that just follows a few people and I can drop people off that list without unfollowing them. And that way, if somebody is just kind of like either good or bad kind of irritation or motivation or whatever, you know, like when everybody's pre-ordering their iPhones or whatever, like, and I'm not buying an iPhone, I don't need to be like, feel like peer pressured or like I should be following along with the crowd. And that's what my brain often does is like, oh, I see all these people tweeting about doing this thing. I should probably also be doing that thing, which is kind of why social media is evil and works really well. Because I'm, as a marketer and then as a normal person, I kind of play both sides of the field. But so then I just kind of was like, I was supposed to be vacuuming and I did vacuum, but I went on for about, I don't know, whatever it was, five or eight tweets or something in further, just kind of like venting a bit and being a little bit more real, vulnerable about, you know, lack of success in business and things like that. And just kind of like, because it's often like John Locke replied to me at some point in there. I can't find the exact tweet he said, but something about like, you know, most people online, especially if they're in the marketing space and business selling themselves online, they don't really ever expose the, they tend not to try and expose any of the crap that happens, the mistakes and stuff. And unless it's like in a 22 list article about how to recover from escapes and or mistakes and this is now their success or whatever. And so it was just kind of like me in the midst. And actually it was, rather than like taking it out on my family in frustration or, you know, being bitter that whatever life choices I made and stuff like that, which is really what the root cause of it, it was kind of just like releasing it and it was gone. And I don't know, maybe sometimes it works well enough for me to just like write those thoughts down on in day one, a journal or app or somewhere on a, you know, piece of paper or in a normal journal. That works fine. Or talking with friends or talking with family about some of those things. And sometimes it's just kind of nice just to throw it out into the internet, into the ether, and have it be gone from my brain and out there. And I'm not really looking for support or sympathy. There were some interesting comments and stuff, and it was good to hear that. And I appreciate the sort of human response, the humanity in the responses and stuff. But it wasn't looking for sympathy or tweets or replies or retweets or any of those kinds of things. It was more just a bit of sort of self-care in a way. So yeah, that is what it is. And we're okay. Like we're as a family and me personally too, like overall definitely doing well and not like depths of despair as much as probably it reads. And that's the danger, I think, in doing some of those things is that it reads really bad or really bad sometimes. And so, yeah, I thought I'd just address it on Dailyish today. I'm meeting with another editing podcast editing client today, so which is something I'm trying to branch out into more intentionally. I just kind of sort of stumbled into it a little bit and realized how much I enjoy doing it actually. And so working on a website for that. It's a bit of a marketing site for that, but also trying to just test out the waters with a few clients and see how the process works. And so just throwing that out there, if you've got a podcast you need to have edited, produced, get in touch. Or maybe you hear of somebody who wants to do one. It does cost money. Like you have to pay for my time. It's not just for fun, as much as it is for fun. I do enjoy doing it, but also got to pay the bills. So anyways, that's it for this day episode of Dailyish. Thank you for listening. Be sure to click the discuss this episode link if you want to discuss it further. Or like I said earlier, just email me, chris@goodstuff.fm. I'm iChris on Twitter if you want to follow up on there. Or follow Good Stuff. Good Stuff FM is a Twitter account. And visit goodstuff.fm for other awesome podcasts. Okay, bye.